The following meditation is called Compassionate Friend. It was originally developed by Paul Gilbert, and the current version that I'm offering here is offered in this way as part of the Mindful Self-Compassion Program, which was developed by Christopher Germer and Kristen Neff, and Chris, Kristen and I worked on the following version. It is a visualization in which we have the opportunity to visualize a being who embodies ideal qualities of wisdom and compassion. So I just invite you to be very playful and allow images to come and go, making sure, if you can, that they're helpful to you. So if any distress arises, please take good care of yourself, maybe opening your eyes and maybe working with a therapist to arrive at a helpful image. So to begin with, find a comfortable position. Again, either sitting or lying down. And if it's okay, gently closing your eyes, otherwise adopting a soft gaze. And then taking a few nice and deep breaths to allow yourself to arrive in your body in the present moment. Maybe taking a few moments to simply feel the contact of your body with the chair or the floor beneath you. Maybe enjoying this feeling of being unconditionally held and supported. Knowing that there's nothing to be done in this exercise. Allowing yourself to come to rest. And then I invite you to connect with your natural rhythm of breathing. So see where you feel a natural movement of the breath. Maybe at your belly, chest. It could also be the air moving in and out of the nostrils. So choosing one location and allowing your mind, your attention to come to rest on this place and letting yourself be rocked by this gentle movement of breathing, like a gentle wave on the ocean. And if you like, you can place a hand over your heart or on another part of your body where you found touch, gentle touch, to be soothing or supportive. And taking a moment simply to connect with the touch and the intention of that gesture, which is to bring kindness to yourself and your experience the best you can. I invite you now to imagine yourself in a place where you feel perfectly at ease. Could be a real place or an imaginary place. What can you see in this place when you look around? What does it feel like to be there with your body? Any sensations, pleasant sensations, to be felt? Are there any soothing sounds to be heard? There may be even pleasant smells or tastes. Really allowing yourself to be at this place with all your senses. Savoring being there. Knowing that this place welcomes you, that it takes joy in you being there. And in the next part of the visualization, you have the opportunity to receive a visitor, maybe at this place, or you can leave your place and meet the visitor. And this being has special qualities of wisdom and compassion. This being knows, without words, what struggles you've gone through in your life and what you're dealing with right now. And it understands and it accepts you just as you are. And this being radiates strength, calm, and courage. And this being, its only, his or her only purpose is to care for you. And this being loves you exactly as you are right now. And this being is wise. It understands life and the struggles us humans go through. So see what image might arise. If there is an image of a being or a sense of a being, see if you can find a good position. How close, how far away would you like to be to this being? Once you've found a comfortable position, I invite you to open to these feelings of understanding, kindness, love and care, and strength that are coming from this being and are directed towards you. Seeing if you can allow yourself to receive them, going at your own pace, as much or as little as is possible. Maybe imagining that these feelings are a bit like sunlight shining on a flower or a plant, just like natural food and sustenance. Maybe looking at his or her face, if this being has one or you can see it, really allowing yourself to receive warmth, support, kindness. And your compassionate friend is wise and all-knowing, and he or she knows exactly where you are on your life journey. Your friend might want to tell you something. Something that is just what you need to hear right now. So please take a moment to listen and see what your compassionate friend has to say. It may be words, but it may also be gestures. So let yourself listen deeply. If no words or gestures come, simply let yourself enjoy the good company. And perhaps you would like to say something to your compassionate friend, who is a marvelous listener and who completely understands you. So, is there anything you would like to say, to share with your compassionate friend? And your friend would also like to leave you with a gift, with an actual material object, something that is meaningful to you, that maybe represents something that you really need right now in your life. So have a look, see if you've received something and what that is. Now, taking a few more moments to enjoy your friend's presence. And as you continue to enjoy his or her good company, allowing yourself to realize that your friend is actually a part of you, the wise and compassionate part of you, which is available within you always when you need it. And then finally, when you're ready, allowing the images to gradually dissolve in your mind's eye, remembering that compassion and wisdom is always within you, and that you can call upon your compassionate friend anytime that you may need him or her. settling back into your body and letting yourself savor what just happened, if it's been helpful. Maybe reflecting on the words you may have heard or the object that you may have been given. And even if there's not been a concrete friend or being appear, maybe just savoring the ease and relaxation of your safe place. Reminding ourselves that it can take practice and sometimes guidance from somebody else. So allowing yourself to be exactly as you are right now. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.